Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 31st day of March 2009 on this Tuesday edition. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. We're going to get a report coming up from Paul Joseph Watson in the UK on the G20 meetings coming up in Europe. Obama is traveling to the UK tomorrow on April Fool's to kneel before the Queen of England. He's been practicing his etiquette. And then, of course, he then goes on to the continent of Europe to openly set up world government ruled by the banks. So I'll be breaking down everything ahead of the G20 meeting coming up. Nicolas Sarkozy's threat to walk out of Global Summit if a global regulatory agency is not set up. So he's pushing for the world government. He says the Anglo-Saxon group, the United States and England, have engineered all of this. Well, that's certainly true. But France is integral part of that, married into the entire power structure. So this is like Hermann Göring saying that Hitler is bad, Joseph Goebbels saying that Heinrich Himmler is bad. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Also, there are reports in the mainstream news, London Independent and others, and Kurt Nemo has done a great report on it, Anarchist Plot Mayhem for G20 in London. These are foundation-backed groups. Now, every time I mention that the anarchist or government paid shills, I don't mean every anarchist group. There are hundreds of these groups, but the big ones that they fly around the world, that they used in 99 in Seattle, some of the groups they had in Denver, some of the groups they had in Canada, they've been caught over and over again in mainstream news being run by the police, being run by security services, and they attack other police, generally led by police, and then put it on the news to demonize all the peaceful protesters. So that becomes the news instead of what the G20 is doing or what the North American Union SPP summit is doing or what's really going on at the Democratic National Convention or what's happening at the World Trade Organization in Genoa, Italy, or Seattle, Washington. And I saw on the Times of London, it says, protest the protest. Annoyed by the G20 riots? Have a rant about it. That's below the Sarkozy story, another link to it, where, you know, they're, oh, look at this rabble. You know, the capitalist bankers are trying to fix it, but the dirty anarchist, they aren't. And all of these labels are incorrect. The big central banks are not capitalists. They're thieving robber barons that create fiat assets and buy everything up that's real with it, and then basically bankrupt the economy to grab up what they don't have. So they're not capitalists, they're criminal pirates. And the anarchists, every time you go out to the really bad ones that are flown in and paid for by foundations on record, I made a whole film about it, Police State to the Takeover, with them admitting it, local newscasts admitting it, the news, police admitting it, police angry that they were told to stand down by Delta Force-led anarchists. Yes, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Weekly, Delta Force. You know, Cheney's private hit rings, hit teams, hit wing, as they're now calling it. Well, it isn't just Cheney. It's been going on since 1979. And they were there leading the 50 anarchists who were housed and protected by the government next door to the police station. And they go out and attack the police. The police are told to stand down. And then the media says, why won't the police do anything? And a day later, they say, okay, attack the 60,000 peaceful demonstrators. I mean, this is a fact, an absolute fact, not in triplicate, not in quadruplicate, but in hundreds of confirmed reports. Now, we're going to go into that, but even bigger is something in mainstream news we keep trying to explain to people for the last 5 years. We've been reporting this for 5 years. We will tell you the big news when we get back after this quick break. Please stay with us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, ArnoldExposed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is one of the most important stories of the day. 5 years ago, the Republicans and Democrats changed the pension rules to state that private companies no longer have any obligation to ever actually pay on the pensions. And they changed a bunch of other rules where they could invest in speculative things like derivatives and that whole class of fraud. And at that point, we began to see major companies default on pensions or make deals through the unions or through their employee groups to cut them. Now, here is the Boston Globe from yesterday by Michael Cranish. Concern increases as losses mount. Failing plans could overwhelm agency. Just months before the start of last year's stock market collapse, the federal agency that insures the retirement funds of 44 million Americans departed from its conservative investment strategy and decided to put much of its $64 billion insurance fund into stocks. Now, it's also come out for the last 15 years, the FDIC was supposed to, by federal law, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, to go out and to make banks put a very small percentage of their deposits into the insurance corporation. And now we learn that they haven't been doing that, and that's why the FDIC is already bankrupt if they don't get another couple hundred billion now with more and more banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms going under. So you've heard about Harvard and Yale and all the other major universities losing 20, 30, 40% of their portfolios, not just their retiree funds, but their general funds they've been investing in. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, your savings, your retirement, if it's in big mutual funds or IRAs, most of it has been fed into derivatives. So even if the stock market was to go back up for a time, which it's plunged a couple hundred points yesterday, it doesn't matter because that's just an average of the top 30 blue chip stocks, and so they manipulate those numbers. It's not a true bellwether or gauge of what's happening. So just months before the start of last year's stock market collapse, the federal agency that insures the retirement funds of 44 million Americans departed from its conservative investment strategy and decided to put much of its $64 billion insurance fund into stocks, switching away from heavy reliance on bonds, which, you know, guarantee 5, 6, 7%. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation decided to pour billions of dollars into speculative investments such as stocks in emerging foreign markets, real estate, and private equity funds. And a lot of that was derivatives. The agency refused to say how much of the new investment strategy has been implemented or how much the fund has fared during the downturn. The agency would only say that its fund was down 6.5% and all of its stock-related investments were down 23% as of last September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. So that's 3 months ago. No, September. That's not just the end of last year. It's September. So October, November, December, we're talking 5 months, January, February, March, 6 months. And then most of the real sinking has happened since then. You know, the market was down 20-something percent then, and so they were down 23%. Now it's down by upwards of 50%, so we can safely say it's a 50% reduction. All of its stock-related investments were down 23% as of last September 30th, the end of its fiscal year. But that was before most of the recent stock market decline and just before the investment switch was scheduled to begin in earnest. So they took the federal insurance backed by taxpayers, and right when they knew the derivatives bubble was imploding, they pumped that all in. You like that, huh? Right when they knew it was all going down, they pumped it in. They took your money, and they did that. No statistics on the fund's subsequent performance were released. Now, notice the feds are saying, we won't tell you what's going on. Just like the private Federal Reserve goes before the Senate and the House and says, we're not going to tell you. We're above government. We're above the law. The president, the Congress, no court, no agency can ask us any questions. But give us $12 trillion, and they've already gobbled that in less than 6 months since October 3rd. I mean, do you understand what's happening? You think things are bad now. That's why the Army's standing by. That's why they're setting up a police state, because they're criminals. They have robbed all of us. The only hope out of this is to identify them as criminals and have them arrested and then have trials, and they will turn state's evidence, and it will all come out. We can have a peaceful revolution and start reversing this. But, of course, that won't happen. The yuppies feel like they're part of the establishment. They will go down with the ship and take all of us with them, and all the Kool-Aid-drinking Obama supporters will as well. Nonetheless, analysts expressed concern that large portions of the trust fund might have been lost at a time when many private pension plans are suffering major losses. The guaranteed fund would be the only way to recover the plans if the companies go into bankruptcy. The truth is, this could be huge, said Zivi Bodhi, a Boston University finance professor who in 2002 advised the agency to rely almost entirely on bonds. This has the potential to be another several hundred million dollars if the auto companies go under. They have huge unfunded liabilities. And see, what has Obama said? He says they're going to pay at least part of your pension and they're going to reduce your health care, and they're going to take control of GM. They said, step down. You're fired. We're putting in a CEO who'll do what we say. Unprecedented, literal financial dictatorship by the president. Himself a complete puppet of the private offshore banks. This has the potential to be another several hundred billion dollars if the auto companies go under. They have huge unfunded liabilities in pension plans that would be passed on to the agency. See, what happened, I'm reading out of the Boston Globe here, what happened is, and the IMF and World Bank have bankrupted hundreds of third world countries. They go and buy off the governments, have them sign on 25% loan sharking rates. $1 billion turns into $50 billion in just a decade. You know, so you get a $1 billion loan of your Nigeria, Argentina, or a $2 billion loan. It turns into $45, $50, $60 billion. Paid to private banks with original U.S. taxpayer money. That's predominantly what the IMF and World Bank gets, about half its money. And then they take your tax money, they go loaning it, loan sharking rates, and then the private banks get the $49 billion that is paid back on the $1 billion in the decade, and then the country's totally enslaved, and then our nation's enslaved, but the bankers said, hey, and the RAND Corporation talks about this, British Ministry of Defense 2007 prospectus on what the future holds, what the Army War College says, what Professor Thomas Barnett at the Naval War College says, is they openly work for this international cartel, the military works for them. And that's why they've geared up the police and the FEMA camps and all of this, because when they steal everything you've got, you're going to get angry, and they're going to drop the police down on you like a big fat hammer. When a criminal robs a liquor store or robs a department store or robs your house, they come in with a gun, and they say, get on the floor. I'm going to put you in, I'm going to bound your hands. That's what NORTHCOM is. It's the handcuffs. So they tie you up, they hog tie your legs and hands with Homeland Security. They stage some terror attacks so they can sell it. They hog tie you, get you on the ground, and then they're walking out with everything in front of you. That's the New World Order. It's real simple. So let me give you the newsflash. They took your pension funds. They took the pension fund insurance, federal money. They took the university funds, and they pumped it in the last decade into these Ponzi schemes and leveraged trillions into 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. That's even been in mainstream news, that it's over 1,000 trillion. A lot of the economists we talk to say it's over 1.5. Let's just say 1,000 trillion. And they bought up everything with that, see? Now, in the name of bailing it out, they're engorging even more cash while cutting off credit and liquidity to further shut down the economy so they can buy it all up. And we better get this message out to people, or it's only going to get worse and worse. So let me give you a newsflash. Unless you politically get angry and discredit both the Republicans and the Democrats, who act like they're fighting with each other, and expose the big game, there is no hope of coming out of this in any way. Total world government feudalism and bondage. That's what's being set up right now. World government openly. In addition, Peter Orszag, head of the White House Office of Management and Budget, has serious concerns about the agency. I love how Bill Clinton helped ram all these changes through, and now he's all over the news. He has serious questions. Same thing with this guy. Oh, we're really concerned about this when they engineered it. In addition, head of the White House Office of Budget Management and Budget has serious concerns about the agency, according to an Obama administration spokesman. Last year, as director of the Congressional Budget Office, Orszag expressed alarm that the agency was investing a greater share of its assets in risky securities, which he said would make it more likely to experience a decline in the value of the portfolio during an economic downturn, the point at which is most likely to have an assumed responsibility for a larger number of underfunded pension plans. So just with this one 50-something or $64 billion they gobbled, they then took that money, did credit default swaps and about five other levels of pyramid schemes, just made up paper insuring it. They all got bonuses on those in the tens of billions, and the money went into a black hole. See how that works? Meanwhile, Limbaugh says it's free market to let the bankers do this and to give them all their bonuses of stolen money. And he calls Obama a socialist, who's engineered all this and working with Limbaugh's handlers. What a joke.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Story. Now listen to how they spin this, that it was a mistake the government made, even though they were told not to do it, to take the $64 billion insurance fund paid for by taxpayers to insure pension funds. However, Charles E.F. Millard, the former agency director, implemented the strategy until the Bush administration departed on January 20th, dismissed such concerns. Millard, a former managing director of Lehman Brothers, said flatly that the new investment policy is not riskier than the old one. Yeah, investing in derivatives is not more risky than buying bonds that are safe. He said the previous strategy of relying mostly on bonds would never garner enough money to eliminate the agency's deficit. So it's like a gambler. Oh, I'm down. I better just put it all on the tables, all on the crap table or the roulette wheel. The prior policy virtually guaranteed that someday a multi-billion-dollar bailout would be required for Congress, Millard said. He said he believed the new policy, which includes such potentially high-growth investments as foreign stocks and private real estate, would lessen but not eliminate the possibility that a bailout is needed. So you get the government buying real estate. Asked whether the strategy was a mistake given the subsequent declines in stocks and real estate, Millard asked, "Ask me in 20 years. This is their arrogance. The question is whether policymakers will have the fortitude to stick with it." But Bodie, the BU professor who advised the agency, questioned why a government entity that is supposed to be insuring pension funds would be investing in stocks and real estate at all. Bodie once likened the agency's strategy to a company that insures against hurricane damage and then invests the premiums in beachfront property. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just read you the first part of the article where they said they won't say where they invested. That's a secret. The government is just a pack of Madoff criminals stealing everything. That's what they do. We have been robbed. They know it's all imploding by design, so the thieving has accelerated. And the article goes on and on and on. Since he issued that warning, he said the agency has gone even more aggressively into stocks, which he called totally crazy. The agents know it's not totally crazy. They're stealing it all. That's what they were put in power for. The agency's action has also been questioned by the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, which concluded that the strategy will likely carry more risk than projected by the agency. We felt they weren't acknowledging the increased risk, said Barbara D. Bobajerg, the GAO's Director of Education, Workforce, and Income Security Issues. Yeah, the General Accounting Office and others, as well as the Governmental Accountability Office, have all said it was illegal when Bush spent tens of billions a year in fake news packages and propaganda. Now Obama has basically tripled that, 40-something billion for the Pentagon to have domestic and international propaganda, buying off news media, paying for product placement in movies, TV. I mean, it's propaganda. Classic paid-for covert propaganda. And now Obama is spending billions of dollars in the first few months in office putting up federally paid for TV ads for USA Service and others, which then advertise to join the federal government in volunteerism, and then it's a private group run by the Democratic Party. This is all felonies the GAO has documented going back 5 years ago. Every time they do this, it's a felony. They just don't care. It's illegal to take taxpayer money and run TV, radio, and print ads saying join Obama and his army of volunteers. That's the quote from CNN and the White House. And it's paid for with tax money. I mean, just total criminality, total lawlessness. I keep repeating that because that's all this is. And they're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they top the last crimes, their previous heights, every day, every week, every month, because they're going for broke. They know they've committed so many crimes. Unless they bring in a total police state dictatorship of the National Security Council and bring us under world government regulatory control, they're not going to get away with this. You understand? They've already robbed the bank. They're in the getaway car. And it just goes from bad to worse. So they're taking all your pension funds and stealing them right now. I just want you to know that. Your loving criminal government. And if you protest the Federal Reserve, they have the army spy on you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Last Tuesday, I played some clips from the European Parliament with multiple members of the British members of the European Parliament. MEPs, as they're called. Kind of a collage of those clips. And I meant to get to this longer clip of Daniel Hannan, who really put Gordon Brown on the spot, and Brown sat there with a goblin-like smile while he was being skewered. And I knew this was key information last week. I never got around to actually playing the full clip. We're going to do that now. It's a huge viral video, tens of millions of views all over the Internet. I mean, there's, you know, copies with 2 million views, 1.5 million views, 3 million views. So folks are really waking up. But in his full speech, because this was just his comments at Brown, you know, he gets into the New World Order, world government, European Union, undemocratic, trying to take over England. This is openly discussed in England and in Europe proper. Now, here in the United States, we would try to talk about how the European Union was saying they would arrest you if you criticized them, and basically no free speech, and how they celebrated in 2007 their 50th anniversary. I thought the European Union started in 2000. Why they celebrate their 50th anniversary from the Treaty of Rome in 1957 when they officially were set up. Well, it's the same thing here. If they're successful, years from now, they'll be celebrating the 10th anniversary, the 20th anniversary. They'll be celebrating the 10th anniversary in 2000, and 15 for the North American Union. And people will be like, the 10th anniversary of it, we didn't even know we had one. They officially have Rose Garden press conferences saying they've merged the North American Union with the European Union, with George Bush, Merkel, and Barroso all up there. You know, the leaders of the European Union, the German Chancellor, and President Bush. Judicial Watch sues and gets all the documents, how it's a union, how they're merging everything, taking our rights away. See, when they abolish your nation state's true sovereignty, and then they're just kind of ceremonial, they get to set up the new system where you don't have due process or liberties or freedoms or a Second Amendment or property rights or any of it. And we're under this. That's why Obama can't allow, under these world government regulations, any of the stimulus money to be spent here in the United States. They can't direct that the bids be put out and only given to the U.S. companies, because it's globalist. So meanwhile, they're admitting that the world government's being set up over there, and that world regulatory system, Bank of the World, taxes to be paid to the private banks. But you talk about it here, for decades they preconditioned the public. Crazy people talk about the New World Order. The New World Order doesn't exist. And then they had their operatives out there who would mix serious documents, bills, news stories in with chupacabras and things like that, and abominable snowmen and all of that. So then it all gets discredited. And so that's what the average person thinks of. And this has all been done via a strategy, and it's very, very sad. Very, very sad. So there is a world government. We are now deeply into it. They officially founded the North American Union up in Waco, Texas, at Baylor University, March 24, 2005. And we have to grow up and be adults. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement details it all. Shows the video clip, shows the documents. And people had to sue to get these documents, Judicial Watch and others. Congress asked for them and told you're not allowed to have them. See, Congress is co-equal to the president, but no, you can't see this. Just like they've signed all these deals the last 5 years, these Canadian, Mexican, Czech Republic, Ukrainian troops here in the United States. It's all over the Canadian and British press. Hardly ever in our press, to use foreign troops. And last year they signed a bunch of public ones at press conferences, and Congress said, hey, we should be involved in that. And they said, no, not under PDD 51 you are, buddy. The president, for any economic or other emergency, can do whatever he wants, and we're under this right now. We're in a state of emergency. So we're in martial law. It's just what degree of that on a Richter scale of 1 to 10. This country has been taken over. It isn't being taken over. And that's why the bankers don't care. That's why the Federal Reserve will go on Lehr Newshour or go before the Congress and say, look, we're above the law. No one can even investigate us. No one can look at anything we say or do. I mean, think of the magnitude of that alone. So I wanted to play Daniel Hannan, British member of the European Parliament. Then we're going to play BBC host Max Kaiser, talking about the fact that they've openly announced the Russians, the Chinese, the European Union are all saying go to a global currency. The IMF, World Bank are already issuing the global currency. It's in the BBC. It's in the London Telegraph. It's even in the Wall Street Journal. But Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. I was listening to Alan Combs last night driving home on XM, and a caller called in and asked about it, and Alan Combs said it doesn't exist. Supercurrency is a conspiracy theory. It liberals, conservatives, they all work on the same team to keep people in the dark about the real world. And we endlessly debate the two-party system. So here is a Daniel Hannan, British member of the European Parliament. And the video is even more powerful. You can Google it. We wrote stories about it at Infowars.com. Just Google Daniel Hannan, Gordon Brown, and it'll come up for you, the video. Because the whole time, Gordon Brown is laughing at him, because just like Obama when he was on 60 Minutes, they're like, everything's imploding, everything's falling apart. Obama starts giggling and laughing minute after minute, and finally the host says, are you punch drunk? Is this funny? And it was actually real because the interviewer was kind of shaken up. Because it's bizarre. But see, this is the arrogant attitude. They have to act like it's totally normal, like thieves come in your house, grabbing your jewelry and your television set and your computer, and you say, what are you doing? And they just laugh at you and say, oh, nothing, and laugh at you. This is the criminality. It's come out in the Associated Press that most of the recipients of bonuses and money, the trillions of dollars, $12 trillion already pumped out, don't pay taxes, period. Most members of Congress don't pay taxes. Geithner was told a year and a half ago to pay them and said, I don't have to. It's coming out all these big IRS agents don't pay taxes. That's all over the news today. Governors, legislatures don't pay taxes. They are a criminal class. This is what happens 99% of the time in history. Criminals take control. If you don't bow down government, keep it very small, it will team up with private groups of pirates, robber barons, and it will take you over. And so people say, oh, politicians lie, that's just what they do. See, the public kind of got conditioned, that was normal. If you support Bush, it's okay when he lies or does stuff. If you support Clinton, it's okay when he lies because, you know, he's your guy. And Obama, he's gone back on all his promises. The liberals I talked to, yeah, he has, but he has to. You know, he's got to compromise. But I thought it was change. It was going to be different. No lobbyists in the war. You know, Obama, he's fighting the huge bonuses, and it turns out he wrote the executive order and had Dodd write the bill to allow it. Then he says he knows nothing about it. I mean, just lying, scamming, thieving. And then I see these headlines all over CNN, all over Fox. It's racist if you don't like Obama. Has nothing to do with it. I mean, the guy's half white, and then he's three quarters Arab and one quarter of that half. So if he's half white, three quarters Arab, and one quarter Kenyan, what does that make him? I mean, I can call him an Arab. I can call him a white guy. He's certainly not a black guy. I'm sick of this junior high thing. Oh, I don't like Obama continuing the war. Teacher, he doesn't like black people. Well, let me just tell the white people and the black people something, and the Mexicans and everybody else. You're in the same boat with holes in it. And the bankers are sailing off in a luxury liner. You're in the middle of the North Atlantic with icebergs around you. Seconds in that water, you'll freeze to death. Plunging into hardcore depression. This is only that we've only begun the descent into tyranny. Let me give you a newsflash. They're going to take most of your pensions. They're going to federalize it and give you a pittance on your little federal card. You're all going to be going on basically welfare. They're going to call your own money welfare. They're openly announcing this. And it doesn't matter what color you are, you're going to be robbed. See, they got black bank robbers and they got white bank robbers. They got Asian bank robbers. They got Mexican bank robbers. See, and while they've got us like little children debating what shade of brown somebody's skin is, see, they know you're suckers. They know you're made to be gang raped financially. You're made to be oppressed. You've put up with the government shipping in drugs. The drug war gets bigger and bigger, more people in prison, more drugs on the streets. They say, well, why not expand it? Why not start restricting people's home gardens? Why not boss everybody around? Why not raise hundreds of new taxes? Why not? You know, Obama comes in and says, only taxes on those making $125,000 a piece more. $250,000 total per couple. He's raising all these new carbon taxes, regulations, changing the whole tax code to get rid of all these exemptions on education, exemptions on your house, exemptions on equipment. Believe me, I got an office. I got 20-something employees. I know the tax code. And let me tell you, they're getting rid of all of it. Nothing. No exemptions. Taxes on everybody. So you want to get hurt? You want to get suckered? Well, let me tell you, you are going to get hurt, and I'm going to get hurt real bad. And all I can hope is I can tell you who did it to you, so as things get more and more bleak, the giggling, smiling, know-it-all, arrogant yuppies, and the arrogant Barack Obama supporters, and the arrogant know-it-alls that, you know, send me hundreds of emails a day, you know, you're just a racist, you don't like black people, listen, you stupid idiots. Stop being thumb-sucking morons. Obama doubled the forced abortion money and infanticide and vaccination money for Africa and Asia and Latin America. He's a eugenicist. He doesn't like you. He's an actor. He's a punk. And the sooner you figure that out, the sooner we're going to turn this around. We're looking at a cross between Soviet Russia, Maoist China, Nazi Germany, East Germany under the Soviets. We're looking at an amalgamation of that with a mixture of race warfare in the whole thing. So we've proven we know what we're talking about. I've made films that decades later come true. We study this. This is what we do, okay? There's no more time to deny the world government. There's no more time to deny the criminal takeover. Grow up now and then have respect for yourself. Have respect for yourself to fight this, to go to city councils where you can be on local cable and the news will pick you up and speak about the FEMA camp, speak about how your cities and counties have invested the pension funds in derivatives. I don't know, pick an issue, defend the Second Amendment, defend national sovereignty, call for the arrest of the bankers, go to these local Federal Reserve meetings they're having where they brainwash your local city and tell them the Federal Reserve's your friend. They know it's a propaganda war, that's why they're out there pushing. Start an Access TV show, start a local radio show, start a website, just get the buzz going, it's already there, people are now ready to listen. Get bold, recognize the threat. We always knew people would get moving when the New World Order finally closed the gates, when it finally went into full-bore New World Order operation. And now people are ready to listen. So, but you got to do more than just listen. You got to get involved and take action. And, you know, all I could do is report this stuff and break down what they're doing. People see me as some leader out there with the standard at the front. No. All I can do is enough to just study this constantly and tell you what's happening. We give you solutions, state sovereignty, block the feds that way, go for the arrest of the private bankers, take over your local governments, you know, cut taxes, get the economy going, all of this stuff. But at the same time, to then get those solutions implemented, the New World Order can't get away with any of this if you go along with it. You've got to go along with it for them to be successful. They got to have you acquiesce. They got to have you stand down. Let's play the clip of Daniel Hannan. Here it is.
Prime Minister, I see you've already mastered the essential craft of the European politician, namely the ability to say one thing in this chamber and a very different thing to your home electorate. You've spoken here about free trade and amen to that. Who would have guessed, listening to you just now, that you were the author of the phrase British jobs for British workers, and that you have subsidised, where you have not nationalised outright, swathes of our economy, including the car industry and many of the banks? Perhaps you would have more moral authority in this House if your actions matched your words. Perhaps you would have more legitimacy in the councils of the world if the United Kingdom were not going into this recession in the worst condition of any G20 country. The truth, Prime Minister, is that you have run out of our money. The country as a whole is now in negative equity. Every British child is born owing around £20,000. Servicing the interest on that debt is going to cost more than educating the child. Now, once again today, you try to spread the blame around. You spoke about an international recession, international crisis. Well, it is true that we are all sailing together into the squalls. But not every vessel in the convoy is in the same dilapidated condition. Other ships used the good years to caulk their hulls and clear their rigging, in other words, to pay off debt. But you used the good years to raise borrowing yet further. As a consequence, under your captaincy, our hull is pressed deep into the waterline under the accumulated weight of your debt. We are now running a deficit that touches 10% of GDP, an almost unbelievable figure. More than Pakistan, more than Hungary, countries where the IMF has already been called in. Now, it's not that you're not apologising. Like everyone else, I've long accepted that you're pathologically incapable of accepting responsibility for these things. It's that you're carrying on, willfully worsening our situation, wantonly spending what little we have left. Last year, in the last 12 months, 100,000 private sector jobs have been lost, and yet you've created 30,000 public sector jobs. Prime Minister, you cannot carry on forever squeezing the productive bit of the economy in order to fund an unprecedented engorgement of the unproductive bit. You cannot spend your way out of recession or borrow your way out of debt. And when you repeat in that wooden and perfunctory way that our situation is better than others, that we're well-placed to weather the storm, I have to tell you, you sound like a Brezhnev-era apparatchik giving the party line. You know, and we know, and you know that we know that it's nonsense. Everyone knows that Britain is worse off than any other country as we go into these hard times. The IMF has said so. The European Commission has said so. The markets have said so, which is why our currency has devalued by 30%, and soon the voters, too, will get their chance to say so. They can see what the markets have already seen, that you are the devalued Prime Minister of a devalued government.
We'll be right back with more news and key information. I've introduced another bill with the exact same language about forced compulsory national service. We barely got it pulled last week. And the criminals have reintroduced it again to bring literal slavery back to the United States with our white president, Barack Obama.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Thank you for joining us. Coming up in a moment, Russia backs return to gold standard to solve financial crisis, calls for world financial system, world financial currency, a new global currency. So does China again today, ahead of the G20 meeting coming up in a couple days in Europe. I haven't gotten into Obama's director status. Dictator status expands with firing of Wagner. So that is coming up as well. I do want to encourage listeners to go to prisonplanet.tv and get the 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month membership. Get a trial monthly membership or get a year and get 3 months free. Because you get all of my films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Jason Burmes' film, Fabled Enemies, The Obama Deception in super high quality. You can burn it to DivX disc. It plays in most DVD players. Great activist tool in super high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're about in the next few days to launch the new Web 2.0 version of it. We're going to add feature after feature. There's a story up on Infowars.com right now showing you the look and some of the functions and services of PrisonPlanet.tv. The best thing to get is the super high-quality DVD of The Obama Deception with all the extras on it to have it in your library at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors, folks like Pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 94, Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority, so give them a call at 800-908-9988. Again, that number is 800-908-9988, or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94, sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on orders above $99. Pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, and personal alarms. Again, ladies and gentlemen, pepperspray.com. Okay. Now, let me just tell you about what's coming up today. We've got Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, who work for me as videographers and radio producers. I've got them out for the new Obama film we're making that comes out July 4th, the second film, in the tent cities of California. So they're going to pop in for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour to give us an update on coverage there. They discovered a lot of things. They're making them wear wristbands. The police come out without warrants and make the homeless wear wristbands under threat of arrest. We even got a newscast and a mainstream news story on that as well. We've got then Steve Watson joining us for about 15 minutes after that from London, England, to break down the stage rioting and things already starting ahead of the G20 and Obama going to worship and kneel at the feet of Queen Elizabeth in the next 24 hours. And we've got Paul Watson, after he leaves, for about 15, 20 minutes joining us on a host of issues from Sheffield, England, runs PrisonPlanet.com for us, our chief editor and writer over there. And then we've got Bob Schultz. Haven't had him on in years, the We the People Foundation. Of course, we're going into tax time with the expanded tax code, getting rid of most of the loopholes they call loopholes, the write-offs on your house and mortgage and things like that. That'll bankrupt you. That's the number one job for the globalists. So Bob Schultz joining us as well today. So that is what is coming up on the guest front, ladies and gentlemen. But when we come back, Obama's dictator status expands with firing of Wagner. Straight ahead with the second hour starting in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.